at least the Beetle still runs. Most of the time. I made sure to send pizza out to Toot Toot and his fairy buddies every night for a week, and once a week ever since. I'm pretty sure the kid from Pizza Express thought I was loony, having him drop off a pizza by the roadside. Heck with him. I make good on my promises. Mister got a little short-changed on the whole deal, but it is well beneath his dignity to notice such things. And me? What did I get out of it? I'm not really sure. I escaped from something that had been following me for a long time. I'm just not sure what. I'm not sure who was more certain that I was a walking antichrist waiting to happen. The conservative branch of the White Council, the men like Morgan, or me. For them, at least, the question has been partly laid to rest. For myself, though, I'm not so sure. The power is there. The temptation is there. That's just the way it's going to be. I can live with that. The world is getting weirder, darker every single day. Things are spinning around faster and faster and threatening to go completely awry. Falcons and falconers, the center cannot hold. But in my corner of the country, I'm trying to nail things down. I don't want to live in Victor's jungle, even if it did eventually devour him. I don't want to live in a world where the strong rule and the weak cower. I'd rather make a place where things are a little quieter. Where trolls stay the hell under their bridges, and where elves don't come swooping out to snatch children from their cradles, where vampires respect the limits, and where the fairies mind their P's and Q's. My name is Harry Blackstone Copperfield Dresden. Conjure it by your own risk. When things get strange, when what goes bump in the night flicks on the lights, when no one else can help you, give me a call. I'm in the book.
We hope you enjoyed Stormfront by Jim Butcher. For other Buzzy Multimedia audio publications, please go to our website at www.mediafans.com. That's MEDIAFANS.